Hello everyone and welcome back to the Business Upside podcast. This is Professor Alex Chakrabarty, a professor with more than 20 years experience in the field of business and computer sciences and more than 20,000 students spread across the globe. These podcasts will allow you to interact with authority and become invincible on your journey to be an influential leader. That is why I share methods and information with you regularly to help you find your own X factor. Now, today I will speak on why gratitude is important for business. In this episode, I'll share some case studies and discuss how feelings of gratitude and gratefulness can actually impact your business positively. We all know that people enjoy the feeling of appreciation, and happy individuals are more inclined to share their happiness with others, whether via random acts of kindness, generosity, or a simple smile. It is a good cycle that spreads to many parts of others and others' lives, leading to increased appreciation and pleasure over time. Positive emotions and sensations have a scientific reason. Our brain releases dopamine and serotonin every time we receive or show thanks, which is very important to note. Even if we show thanks, our brain releases dopamine or serotonin. They are two crucial neurotransmitters which control our emotions, helping us feel good, increasing inner happiness, and improving our moods. Appreciation and thankfulness are essential for businesses too and have a favorable influence on our lives. Before we go on any further with our discussion, let us understand what gratitude is. Most of us express our appreciation by thanking someone who has assisted us or given us a present. On the other hand, gratitude is not merely an activity from a scientific standpoint, but also a positive feeling with biological implications. Positive psychology defines gratitude in a way that allows scientists to assess its effects, arguing that gratitude is more than feeling grateful. It is a deeper appreciation for someone or something that leads to long-lasting happiness. According to Robert Emmons, one of the world's leading gratitude experts, gratitude is an affirmation of goodness. We affirm that there are good things in the world, gifts and benefits we have received. We recognize that the sources of this goodness are outside of ourselves. We acknowledge that other people or even higher powers. If you are of a spiritual mindset, gave us many gifts, big and small, to help us achieve the goodness in our lives. So how important is gratitude? Positive psychology has lately extended studies on relevance of gratitude, particularly under the researcher Robert Emmons. Emmons' research focused on thankfulness in a religious context, emphasizing how feeling grateful to a higher power may improve physical well-being. He put forward two stages of gratitude, which improve the identification of the good in our lives and explaining how this good come to us from the outside sources. We realize that the luck of everything that makes our lives and ourselves better via this process. Even though it may appear that it is some vague concept, a body of scientific research supports its effectiveness. Gratitude has been demonstrated to have several physical, psychological, emotional, and social advantages in numerous research. Many of us have experienced emotions of disappointment and discontent where we feel our lives are missing in the things we desire. It is natural to compare ourselves to seemingly perfect lifestyles and condemn ourselves as inadequate in such moments. Gratitude is a simple exercise that might help to reduce unpleasant sentiments. Now we understand how vital gratitude is, let's return to our discussion of gratefulness's impact on businesses. Gratitude and appreciation of your staff is not only the ethical thing to do, but also helps your company prosper. Gratitude at the workplace is fundamental because it meets the higher psychological desire to experience a feeling belonging to something bigger than ourselves, to feeling a sense of significance at work. This quest for the purpose of work is a part of a broader organizational and psychological transition towards a more human workplace based on appreciation, where individuals feel valued, respected, empowered to achieve their full potential. As a result, happiness, well-being, morale, vitality, and engagement boost up, directly impacting performance, productivity, and retention. And what about this gratitude ripple effect? If you have not heard it, let me explain. A wave of gratitude and recognition ripples forward, altering and motivating us, while also enhancing business outcomes. The more gratefulness there is, the more personal connections are created, and the more cooperation, engagement, and creativity throughout the company is created. Furthermore, positive reinforcement has a more substantial impact when praise is offered regularly throughout the year. A statistical study shows that respect-driven cultures have been more motivating and invigorating in the past, with 26% more energy, 36% higher job satisfaction, and 44% higher commitment among employees, workers, and stakeholders. According to Oxford University research, cheerful people might be 13% more productive, and it's known by the byproduct of thankfulness. When the companies show their thanks, it has been demonstrated that 77% of the customers appreciate it. According to a Glassdoor survey, 81% of employees are inspired to perform more when their managers express gratitude. Therefore, it definitely shows that gratefulness and appreciation can motivate and inspire employees of an organization to do better in their respective work spheres. So, what do leaders of an organization need to do to serve this purpose to better their business, and how will it benefit them? According to Harvard Business Review, leaders frequently struggle to execute employee appreciation programs, with many becoming just another box to check. Despite their best intentions, others fail to convey genuine thanks and appreciation, suggesting that the workers are aware of their feelings towards them and their job. Then what is the truth? Well, it is not so difficult to express gratitude. It's actually rather simple and largely just concentrates on the small details and employs some very common sense. Here are a few basic methods to tell your staff how much you care. First, start building reward systems. Secondly, create moments where you will recognize the deserved employee for their hard work and dedication. Thirdly, regular check-ins encourage employee to build an open communication and a strong relationships with you. Also, you can provide balanced and constructive feedback at regular intervals, and moreover, promotions increases employee loyalty and motivation. Flexibility is another point. Providing staffs the provision in terms of the hours they work and where they work, your staff will be happier, more productive, and display employee advocacy to attract new talent and generate a pleasant onboarding experience if you practice thankfulness in the workplace. This will positively impact your company culture. Before concluding our discussion, I'd like to provide you with another case study. It is of Camille Preston, the CEO of AIM Leadership. She told Forbes how she utilizes thankfulness to motivate her colleagues when their productivity is low. She was preparing to release a book in 2017 while juggling various projects to attempt to grow her business. Although she is a fast worker, she recognized that not everyone in her team could follow up. When the staff members were two steps behind, you have two options. You can either lash out by sending emails and criticize them Or the second alternative is to reach out to them and communicate how you feel grateful for their hard work, which Camille did. Knowing the difference between offering critical comments and being thankful is a game changer. The first leads to reduced involvement and subpar performance, whereas the latter leads to better work, engagement, and trust. Gratitude does not just affect the recipient, such as an employee who gets their boss's gratitude and cooperation, but it also affects the giver. Reaching out, demonstrating vulnerability, and trying to improve and make the workplace a better place for everyone can go a long way towards establishing trust. It will demonstrate to your staff that you genuinely care, and that is precisely what this is all about. Don't give it too much thought. Just remember, a good manager who knows the value of appreciation for business will have a positive working culture. Finally, it is ironic that 99% of the individuals agree on the significance of the thankfulness. However, only 10% of people practice regularly, according to a poll of more than 2,000 people. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I really hope that you will practice gratitude not only in your workplace but also in your relationships, in your life, and you will see the magic happening as you practice thankfulness and gratitude towards you. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast, and stay tuned for more in our next episode. Thank you so much. Bye for now.